Shamish. Abi, if I should boil her chametz rachis, Abi, you gave them to the cleaners before Shabbos, it's mutter. About a pervani, you're not supposed to tell the cleaners, but that could do it on Shabbos. But if you give it in on Friday, and then Astami, you pick it up Monday, which the cleaners could do it on Sunday, then it's mutter. Omer Shimon Gamliel, Noigin Hoyo Beisab, that's what we used to be noigin in our house, so you noistin kli, love on the chayvus, used to give a white candle to the cleaners, Nochu, a goyish a cleaner, Shleishu Yom Kurdin Shabbos. His own name like the Shammai. The doctor gave the stuff to the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. Today they should be finished before Shabbos. So the Mishnah, the Shogun, Eilu V'Yelu, She'etoyin and Kairos Beis Chabad, that right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put the big heavy beans on top of the Beis Chabad, that's where you make the oil, the olives. When you want to press the olives to get the olive oil, you're allowed to put the beam on top of the olives right before Shabbos, even though on Shabbat, right, the Kohen is pressing down the olives, making olive oil. The Agumi Agas, who then you want to put the big beans on top of the grapes to press the grapes that the wine should come out on Shabbos, that's Mutter. Even the Sham is masking. We'll see in the Gemara why. So, what? Yeah. Why? Those are different zeros. That's Shem Yachta. Those are different zeros. The zeros on Shabbat itself, you come to be chayt, you come to hit the fire to make it better. Those exams on Shabbos. Rashi, kshetoyim the kurus beis sabad. How do you used to press it? You used to put a big heavy beam on top of the grapes, on top of the olives. Today, the vahanu the gas kari gulim from the wine is called nigul. Shoyadakim ozim the asun kigul. It's not like a round, like round. The shavu kshetoyim asun by joim. The amash kohelach bezav kol Shabbos. Here even the Shammai is made, you have to put the big bean before Shabbos, and the oil of the grapes, the wine comes out. Umar Parach, Maishino, why is the Shammai asking him? Tlepolik b'Shammai b'ho, Meforash Mishum, Dinam Yavud lo b'Shabbos, let yichiv chatis. Even if you would put the bean on top of the grapes, or oil, or olives, on Shabbos, there's no issa deraisa. Yichi amin, tchitos, zeitzim v'yanov ma'av malochom, when do we say squeezing out olives or grapes is also deraisa, per kovish nishkirom, Hani, nearly the zeitzim v'yanov mishloi riskim v'joim, that wasn't squeezed at all before Shabbos. Devil and the fire doesn't masoi. It means on Shabbos you take a whole grape, and now you squeeze out the grape, that's the yav malocha. You're being the fire. You're taking the juice out of the yechim. Hagodah b'teichoy, we told the Tadash, as Daimah Tadash, we are separating the sheaf from the tefillah. Avavokho, a nice thing kaila agave zeis to match a teichon chila. How they used to make this gas? First they would grind off the olives. And after the olives are grind off, then they first put the big beam on top and squash it good to press it. V'chein anozim, dorcha nice and chila, same thing with grapes. First they used to press down the grapes. Beregu, ovelav kaila v'rado kaila nami, mash the nothing melelum. And the nothing chapter is even without this big beam, also it would drip out, the juice would drip out. It wouldn't come out so good. He asked him, Ladam Ladash. Therefore, since even if you do this on Shabbos, the wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa, so the Shammai is made, you're allowed to do this before Shabbos. And even about on Shabbos, only Issa Derabbanan, on Issa Derabbanan, we didn't make the Xeris. So, tomorrow. Man Tana Misinus Mayan Ledioi Zui Shuyosin. Who's the Tana that says here to Shammai is allowed to put the ink into the water right before Shabbos? That according to Beis Shammai, it's also. Why? Because now when the ink is going into the water, it's like being mixed up, it's being dyed, and that's also to do on Shabbos. Trashi, man tana in the second Rashi, man tana in the finest mind of joy. The upper piece like gibel had joy. You didn't mix up at all the water and the ink. Zui Shri Yosin, just by letting the ink
sit in it.
The Hevel Lisha today, that's called Lisha. Lash means mixing up two things together and it comes like one. So you put dye into the water, just pouring the dye into the water, that's a melachas lash. So mas nitsa like a gibbon, the Mishnah just says you're pouring the dye into the water. Doesn't say you have to mix it up. We have legal brother by Joim, Mechlad of Shabbos Chayim Chattasu. But Beshamay asks it, why? Because if you do this on Shabbos, it's a Chiv Chattas. And he holds you, now I'll let you came and do melachas on Shabbos. But you see, it is done on Shabbos, it's an av melacha. Who's this man yom without even mixing it up? It's also called lash. On Rabbi Yosef Revi, he calls according to Revi. The Tanya, echad nesnes akemet. Real lash is you take water and flour. So Bryce says, if somebody puts flour, the echad nesnes amayim, then the second person on Shabbos comes and pours water over the flour, he's achman chayiv. He's a Revi. Revi, the second one is chayiv chattas on Shabbos. It's called a big lash. What did he do? He just poured water into the flour. Even though he didn't mix up the flour and water, you see, just pouring water into the flour is called lash. Rabbi Yosi Aminah, Ein Echaya Bachi Yigbo. He has no, the melechas lash is only when you mix it up. You have to mix it up first. Omalei Abaye. So the Chura, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi, not according to Rabbi Yosi. Omalei Abaye, no. The Dum Adkala, come Rabbi Yosi Ela, became after Bar Gibru. When does Rabbi Yosi say, Ein Echaya, if you mix it up, I flour and water, where it's a derech to mix it up. You always need the Dum. So since it's a derech to mix up the flour and water, you only say if you mix it up. Avu Diyoy, but regular ink. The lab by giving who the whole derech is just to throw the ink into water. Nobody mixes it up. It mixes it up by itself. Ein malachayim. Maybe even a Jesse is masking yichayim. So our mishnah goes across everybody. So to my name, let's take a backward. That's not true. The time you will learn. Echad meisnes efer. Where somebody put the ashes. The echad meisnes samayim. Somebody put water into the ashes. Is achron chayim. Divri Rebbe. It's a help Rebbe. That's also called lash. You put water into ashes. That's called lash. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Raimel, Nein, you're not chayid, ad sheyigbul. So the Chura, even though you're putting water into ashes, which is not a derech to mix it up, usually just putting the water into ashes alone should be enough. Still we see, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're never chayid for lash unless you mix it up. So even in our Mishnah, you wouldn't be chayid of putting water into, dye into water unless you mix it up. So it's my name. The Doma, my answer, offer. Maybe if it doesn't mean ashes, it means dirt. The Vah Gibuhu. And dirt, that's a normal thing. How do you make cement? You mix up the water and the dirt together. So maybe it means dirt here. For the Gemara Vatanya Efer, it says Efer, Mashal Ashes. Ashes you don't mix up. For the Gemara Vatanya Efer, the discussion says two places. One time it says Ashes, one time it says dirt. So you can't say the first thing also means dirt. How come it says Efer? It should have said Ofrim. And the Gemara now starts Shvem. Maybe Gabi Adobi Tanya. Did both writers say the exact same time that we have a riot to say that one has to be ashes, one has to be dirt? They were learned two different times. So the one that said it both times meant to say dirt. No, instead of saying offer, he said apron. But really, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosi even. The one that Rabbi Yosi say you have to make a gibble, you have to mix it up to be chayif lash, only something that's a derech to make lash. Like either flour in water, or as dirt in water. Mashenk is something like, or like dye in water. It's not a derech, then it'd be chayif even without mixing it. Tana Rabbonim. Poiskin mayim legime eres Shabbos in chashecha. You're allowed to turn on the hose right before Shabbos and let the water shoot into the garden the whole Shabbos. Or mesmalis velechas kol hayom kula, and it can fill up the garden the whole Shabbos. Or manichin mugmor tachas hakelim. I'm all used to make the spices, burn the spices, that the smoke coming up went into the kelim, into the begodim, and made the begodim smell good. So on Shabbos it's awesome, but if you do this before Shabbos, it's mutter. Every Shabbos, or mesgamor v'holchem kol hayom kula. Even though the whole Shabbos, the kelim is becoming smelling more and more and more, but since you started it before Shabbos, it's mutter. Or menichin gofri is tachas hakelim. You can put sulfur under the kelim. Also, erev Shabbos in kashecha. Or mezgasim v'ochem kol haShabbos kula. The sulfur, like that, gives a smell into the kelim. The whole Shabbos that's mutter. That's the hema shchiras. The nikoros the kerlizes. It blackens the kelim. That's the gofri is tachas kli kesev under silver kelim. Shemitzayim behem purochim b'tzuris. They make pictures out of that. You put sulfur, you heat up the sulfur into the silver, you can make pictures out of it. Or menichin baite kilur agabi yayin. You like to put some eye medicine on top of the eye. The espanis agabi market, if you have a wound, you like to put the espanis, usually means the bandage full of medicine. Ere Shabbos in kashecha. How do you put that bandage full of medicine before Shabbos is mutter? Or misrapas valachas koyen kula. Even though the whole day on Shabbos, now you have this refuah healing you, but since you're not putting it on Shabbos, it's put there before Shabbos, it's mutter. Abul ein noisnen chitur tech rechayim. This is the one thing that's also. You can't put wheat to rechayim to a grinder shomayim. That how do you move the grinder? Not by animals, not through mayim. Unless it gets the ground before Shabbos. Or you can't let the put it in before Shabbos, even though the water is doing it by Shabbos, here it's also. For the more my time, why is this worse than any other melachis? Since you started it before Shabbos, it should be mutter. Or merabe mefnei sheshma sakil. Here it's a mukzer like av shemus. It's not nice. Hey, so rechayim that's run by water makes a lot of noise. So something that's making a lot of noise is not covered on Shabbos. Shabbos running those Shabbos. Even though really there's no risk of yiraisa, with rabban it's also to have something going that's making a lot of noise. But some people want a time with the shalom of Yavi dryer going from before Shabbos. You didn't shut it off yet, the shalom, it makes a lot of noise. Mamma's rattling away, it should be a shalom of Shmoy Sakil. It's not nice to have something there in your house that's rattling away and making a lot of noise. Shaila. Some people still say it's mutar. Right. Omle Rav Yosef. V'leimah mal mishum shlisa kelim. How is this mutar? Why do we say, the v'leif halacha, why do we say rechayim? You have a shaila, why can't you use this grinder used with water? Why do we say it's also? Because there's an issue, shlisa kelim. You have to let your kelim rest on Shabbos. So since you own this grinder, you're not allowed to let it work on Shabbos. Tanya, the pasuk says that the cholah shiramati aleichem tishmuru l'rabbe shvisa kelim. This goes according to the Shamish Rosha that there's an inyan of shvisa kelim. You have to let your kelim rest on Shabbos also. So maybe that's the reason why the rechayim is also. Elo am Rabbi Yosef einach nami mishum shvisa kelim. I tell you the reason why it's also mishum shvisa kelim. You're not allowed to let your kelim do mloch on Shabbos. So the more of a hash to the yam with the beis tinnul. If Lishvis Kalim, if you want to say now, even according to Beis Simul, yes, who these brises are alocha, goes according to Beis Shammah, going according to Beis Simul. But Beis Simul is also masculine. You're not allowed to let your Kalim work on Shabbos, the rice, or the Zay, the whole first part of the brises are shver. Gofri, so Mugmor, my time is show. How come you better say you're allowed to let, like, the fire stop before Shabbos and burn the Gofri, burn the sulfur, or burn the incense going into the Kalim? I on Shabbos, doing the Kalim are doing Melochis. And the Gemara then they call it Maisa, because no Maisa is being done on Shabbos. Hey, if there were Chayim moving around, that's called the big Maisa is being done with the Kalim. But here the Mugmer is happening by itself, there's no Maisa being done, maybe there's no Mr. Shvisa Kalim. Shvisa Kalim is only when you're doing the Maisa. Rashi they call it Hakli Shumaisa, and the Mugmer Chalot is resting on the ground, and the Kalim are inside it. Avle Rechayim, Mashenken, the grinder, Avdi Maisa is doing the Maisa. On the best Beis Simul Svara, on the Beis Shammai, Kivu the Menachim, the Gavon, Hainu Maisa Dilei. And that's the Machlokes Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds anything inside the Kli, even though you're dying it, but since it's in your Kli, and your Kli is dying it on Shabbat, it's awesome. Beis Simul holds no. Since it's just resting in the Kli, and there's no Maisa being done, even though Menach is taking place, that's Mutter. The only time there's Mutter, Shvisa Pent, there's only like a Rechayim, where your mom is doing something. Of the Zoi, my time is showing, so look at the Maisa. Of the Oinim Shopishtim, my time is showing, why they mock you to put flax into the water before Shabbos, Mishim Loyavid Maisa. Or Menach Mayach, they're just resting there. For the Gemara of the Zoi, the Mitzudas Chayav Yoifishver, how are you allowed to put the traps before Shabbos for dogs to capture the dog in to have the Maisa? Why these traps on Shabbos when an animal goes into the trap snaps and closes. So the trap is doing the Maisa, it should be awesome. So how could you say that still also holds an issa shvisa penta when you're doing something? The way here you're doing something is still it's mutter. My time is shari. I'm talking about hosam nami for lachayu the kukuri for lekav the maisi. I'm talking about type of a trap like a hook. As you go fishing, you have a hook. So the hook is not doing any melacha. Just the fish takes a bite and gets itself stuck inside the hook. So the whole trap is a hook. That's not called doing a maisam. He's not talking about a mice trap. A mice trap talk has to snap and does a mice on. They're talking about a type of a trap that just you have a hook there. So now it has to be Yom Rav Oishia, Yom Rav Asi, Man Tana Shvisas Kelim Diraisa, the Shammah Hebrew. Wait, they still own? But we pass to know, who's the man the Yom that said there's such an issa Shvisas Kelim? Only they Shammah, not they still own, is the they Shammah, according to they Shammah, Dain Kovid Maisa, Dain Way Kovid Maisa also. According to they Shammah, there is an issa Shvisas Kelim.
You have all done that Yudches and Rala from 10 lines down, but I do that Tana Rabbanin. Tana Rabbanin. Toiskin Mayim Lagina. You're allowed to open up the water, let the water go, like water the garden. Erev Shabbos Simchashecha. Be you start before Shabbos, even though it goes in water to the whole Shabbos, it's Mutter. Or Mismalas Velechas Kol Yom Kula. Or Manichin Mugmar Tachas HaKelim. You can put the scents under the kelim erev Shabbos, so mizgamim v'hokum kol hayom kula, and it burns on Shabbos, and the smoke is going up and making the kelim smell nice. Still, it's mutter since you started the melacha before Shabbos. Or manichin gofris put sulfur tachas the kelim, or mizgarfim v'hokum kol haShabbos kula, and it makes the silver become black. So even though it's being done on Shabbos, since you started before Shabbos, it's mutter. Or manichin kilu agav yain, you can put the medicine on top of your eye. The Yisplanis Agabi Maki, put a band-aid on top of a maki, even though there's a lot of medicine in the band-aid. Or Misrapas Vokas Kolyam Kula, even though it gets healed up the whole Shabbos. Since you start before Shabbos. Avalei Noistin Chitl Tercha Rechaim Shomayim. But you can't put Friday right before Shabbos wheat. in the grinder that the water makes it grind, unless it's going to be grounded up before Shabbos. But let the grinder work on Shabbos, that's awesome. Now, it's a big shadow, we'll soon see if this price goes according to Beis Shammai only, or even goes according to Beis Hillel. So the first terrace now, the Masconi is goes even according to Beis Hillel. Is my timer, what's the issue for this last thing? How come you can't start the grinder working before Shabbos, and let it grind throughout the whole Shabbos? What's wrong? Like Beis Hillel, there's no issue, Shrisas Kalim. You're allowed to let your Kalim do Moloch on Shabbos, as long as you start it before Shabbos. So the first terrace is Amar Rav of Leah, Shisha. Shemeshemoh is Kalim. About it, he makes a lot of noise, there's a lot of noise going on, that's not nice to be done on Shabbos. It's called Av Shemilsa, and it is elusive to Shabbos. To have a big machine making a lot of noise throughout Shabbos, that's awesome. And the bottom dick is, sir, you shouldn't have Rechayim working in your house throughout Shabbos, since it's making a lot of noise, that's called elusive for Shabbos. Omalei Rabbi Yosef. For Lema Ma, Rabbi Yosef says, no, let's say another Pshan, this Braisim. Lema Ma, Mishim Shvishas Kalim. Let's say the reason why not allow let your Rechayim work on Shabbos, it's because there's an issa, maybe shvisas kelim. You're not allowed to let your kelim do malach on Shabbos. Titani, we're going to braiso. The pasuk says, "Uvuchol asher amati aleichem tishmeru." It's an extra pasuk after it says, "Leman yenuach shorcha v'chamorchon." You're supposed to let your shor rest on Shabbos and your chamor. Hey, it's an issa according to everybody. You're not allowed to let your behemis do malach on Shabbos. The next pasuk says, "Uvuchol asher amati aleichem tishmeru." Is l'rabbis? It's a ribui shvisas kelim. That even your kelim, if you own a keli, you're not allowed to let it do malach on Shabbos. So therefore, the rechayim, if you want the rechayim, the grinder, to be working, even though you let the water go before Shabbos, so it grinds the whole Shabbos, it'd be also to let it use. But this pshat, would be also to use a refrigerator on Shabbos, it'd be also to use a lot of keli, any keli. If any keli that's doing a malach on Shabbos, there's an issa shvisas keli. So why don't you say this pshat the brisa? So tomorrow, hello, Amar Rav Yosef Enech Nami, mishum shvisas keli. I tell you, the pshat this brayso why you can't use your rechayim is because there's an issa not to let your kelim do malach on Shabbos. Of the Zot Gemara, of a hash to the yarmut, live beisil is lo shvisas kelim. As you want to say now, this so brayso goes even according to beisilu, and according to beisilu also there's an issa that your kelim should not do malach on Shabbos. That's why the rechayim can't work. Can the brayso of the Zot Gemara more pshat in the beginning of the brayso? Gofrisu mugmo my time is shori. How come you're allowed to let the Mugma means the spices burn on Shabbos, and the smoke goes up and smokes up the kelim. You still have to make the begodim smell nicely. So even though you started before Shabbos, you put this incense, the spices, on the coals before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, the coals are burning the incense, and the smoke is going into the begodim. The bride said, it's mutter. The shala, why are your kelim, your tanner is doing this? Is my time is shori, and the Gemara Mishum the loy covered maisa. We'll make an achilik. Here the keli is not doing any maisa. It's just like in an oven, and it's just staying still. And the coals that are burning by themselves. It's not called the maisa that's being done. As this later by the rechayim, by the millstone, that's called the maisa is going on. The keli is like moving. That is an issa shrisas kelim. Over here we just have coals burning, so it's coal doing by itself. That's not called the maisa. Who are then Einer and Shel Pishtin? You can't put pieces of flax. Also, my time is shori. Why is it mutter? Mishum loyavid maisa. You want to put your flax into the oven to warm up on Shabbos. You put it in before Shabbos, but it warms up throughout Shabbos and it becomes mislabing. You are making it white. It's mutter also because the tanner is not doing any maisa. Umeinach nayek is just staying there. For the Gemara, the Bryce also says mitzudas chayiv v'yoyfedogim the covered maisa. Either Bryce says you're allowed to put out the traps to catch fish, to catch dogim. I is doing a maisa. Is my time is shori? Push the trap. Does the maisa catch? It captures it. It does the maisa. So how does the bride say it's mutter to start it before Shabbos? Are you on Shabbos is doing a melacha? And the Gemara hosem nami belechi bekukri. What type of trap we're talking about? The type of trap that you catch fish that has a hook on the top. So the shot of the hook is not doing anything. Just the fish goes and bites into the hook, and the fish gets caught there. So the hook itself is not doing any malachim. So such an Indian, Shrisas Kalim, the Havamina is Mutta. If the clay is not doing a maitam, just you have a hook there, and the fish comes and eats the hook and gets stuck to it, that's not called the clay, the hook did any maitam. Who are they when you catch also chayim? It's a type of a thing that the behemoth goes inside it, and he gets stuck there. He can't come out. So since the clay is not doing a maitam, the Havamina is Mutta. Of the Gemara, the Maskon is not that way. The Gemara of Ahash did the Yom Rav Aishir. Rav Aishir said like this,
Omer Rabasi, man Tana, who's this Tana of this last Braisa that says there's such an Isser on Shabbos that you Kalim have to rest on Shabbos? Man Tana Shvises Kalim Biraisa Beishamahi. That's only Aliba de Beishamahi. For Loi Beisil, but not according to Beisil. And Lalocha, Locha, we hold you allowed to have your Kalim do Malocha on Shabbos. Because we hold like Beisil, there's no Isser Shvises Kalim. So the Gemara says, what's Shan Beishamah? Le Beishamah is Bein Kovid Maisa, Bein Loi Kovid Maisa also. According to Beishamah, not a Pshat, like it says in the Mishnah, there's no Nafkamina. Whether the Kli is doing a Maisa, whether the Kli is not doing a Maisa, it's also. That's why Beishamah says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to ensure in Dioi. You can't put ink into water right before Shabbos. Since throughout Shabbos, the ink is like being lash, mixing up with the water, and it's being done in your keli, it's in your kelim, so it's like your kelim is doing lash, even though it happens by itself, still it's usher. Because according to Beishamah, there's an isser shvisas kelim. Anytime you own the kli, that a malach is being done in the kli, you're not allowed to be, let it have be done throughout Shabbos. But according to Beisil, everything is mutter. Afagad the kovid meiser sharp. So the more of a hash to the yam of the Beishamai. Now that you say according to Beishamai, afagav the loy ovid maisa. Also, according to Beishamai, I was saying a chilak, even though no maisa is being done, still it's also. It's also to let a malacha be going on in your kelim. So it says, aga, now it's shver, what's pshan the brice before? So you want to say now, according to Beishamai, there's no Isser Shvises kelim at all. So what's pshan the first brice that says that a rechayim you can't use? What's wrong with using a rechayim? Why can't you start the grind of working before Shabbos and let it go throughout Shabbos? There's no way to shvises kelim according to Beit Hillel. So some machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn taikav shan the brice now, like we said before, that mishum avsa milsa. Since it's making a lot of noise, that's called the zilusa on Shabbos and taka also. The other shitas learn no. This brice now goes according to Beit Shammai, and it's only also because there's an issa shvises kelim. But according to Allah, according to Beis Hillel, it will be mutter even to let a rechayim work. And the Mechaber brings down both days, but he brings down the second day to be machmir. To say that we hold the pshan, the brice before gold, even according to Beis Hillel, and there is such an issa of afshimilso. You're not allowed to let a kli do work in your house that makes a lot of noise. So I thought we spoke out. Some people want to say you shouldn't have your dryer going on throughout Shabbos. You start it before Shabbos, and it goes off by itself, since it's called afshimilso. It's making like a lot of noise. But some Rishonim learn, we still pass in the coin to Beis Hillel. The reason why the Rechayim should not be working is because since it makes a lot of noise, that's called the Zelusa. Well, you can make a chilek. Rechayim makes a tremendous amount of noise. It's not much a shter to the whole Shabbos. If you have a grinder, it makes a lot of noise. But Hashem, you stand a dry, you stand machines like an air conditioner. Nobody asks it because it's Av Shemilsa. If that much noise that an air conditioner makes, it's not called that much noise. Yeah. The hash to the Yamat Lo Beisham, now we're coming out according to Beishamai. Afagab Lo Yovet Maiser Osir, anytime you own a Kli, that a Malach is being done in it,